Hi, is that Stuart?
Hi.
Hi, Stuart. It's Leah Foreman from MMA League. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not bad. Just calling to do your witness statement. Now is still a good time for you, yeah?
That's fine, lad.
Perfect. So before I start, I am just going to let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's very nice.
And for data protection, can you confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
17th of May, 1990.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I just want to let you know, obviously, before we start, you are in control of this meeting. So you can take a break, skip a question, ask me to reword anything at any point. Some questions may be upset because they do concern your time occurrence in the past, but you are able to ask for a break if need be, okay?
It's okay, but
perfect. So I am starting with your full name is Stuart Monroe. Your date of birth is 17th of May 1990. You live at 0/172 Woodville Street in Glasgow, G51 2RX. My name is Leah and I'm the handler for your case. And it is the 3rd of August. And we are conducting this today. Do you need any support or anyone to sit, to sit with you? No? Okay, no problem. Are you comfortable and happy to continue today?
I am, sorry.
Yeah. And do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it can be used for your Scottish redress application?
Right.
So I'm just going to start with a bit about your personal background and, before care. So where did you grow up and who did you live with before care?
I grew up and got top.
If you just make it known in the column.
Did you say you grew up with your mum, four brothers, and two sisters?
Aye.
No,
perfect.
I appreciate
what was life like before care?
It was all right. I didn't actually care. It was open school as I was in.
And were there any social work difficulties before care that you can remember?
Aye. Basically, it was social work for the whole life and that.
What were those difficulties?
It was just my mum was involved with social work from a young age and that. More than that, she should like.
Do you think it stemmed from that?
Aye, we've brought up, obviously, social work and that, so.
Okay, no problem.
I think it was because my mum was a single mum, not with seven kids.
Yeah. Okay. And how did you come to enter care? So who was it who made the decision to go into care?
I was in primary schools and that, and then they just put me into residential schools. For primary 5, I think it was.
And were you aware of why you were put into care?
Just bad behaviour, not being young and that.
If I do go silent, it's just because I'm trying to type up all the notes. I'm not ignoring, I promise. Were you separated from your siblings when you went into care?
No, I was the staying overnight and that was behaviour schools and that I was in residential. But I didn't stay overnight.
Oh, okay, so you didn't stay overnight?
No.
Okay. You just went to school separately?
Aye. And a taxi or a bus.
No problem. How old were you when you first entered care? Did you say you were about 5?
I was in primary 4 or 5, so primary 4 or 5, that's what I was in.
Yeah, okay, so about maybe 8-ish?
I don't know, I can't tell you, it was probably about 7 or something. at all.
And how did you feel at the time of entering care?
Obviously, I didn't really like it at the time and that, but because it was in like schools, you were locked in and all that, and you were always you're allowed at playgrounds and that, so you're basically always locked in. You're always just locked in a building all the time.
And is there anything important about your childhood health, any learning needs, vulnerabilities, or history that should be reported for redress?
No.
So I've got it on here. I've made a chronology of care. So it was Rosevale School.
Yeah.
And then I've got North and West Daycare.
I went to North and West Daycare, and I went to Francis, I think it was, or Swift Bullets.
Yeah, perfect. I've got all three of them. So that's perfect. And I've got it was Rosevale first, then North and West, and then St. Francis.
Aye.
Okay, brilliant. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to ask you some questions about each place and individually. So the first one I am going to ask about is Rosevale School.
Aye.
So these are just questions on that, and then we can do the rest of them after, just so I know I've got everything correct.
Aye, that's fine.
No problem. So I've Rosevale School, was that in Glasgow?
That was in Glasgow Moulton.
In where, sorry?
Glasgow and Moulton.
Okay. Okay. And do you know how old around about you were?
I was a pregnant 5, so I was probably roughly about between 7 and 10 or something, I think, roughly about that age.
No.
I can't remember, to be honest.
No, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry at all. And was it Glasgow Council? Who were the, who put you into there?
Aye, it would have been Drumchapel Social Work Services.
Okay. And you said it was a residential school, was it? Or was
Yes.
And
were
you kept overnight?
60 people. No, they didn't help me all night, but it was only 60 people at a class, wasn't that? But you wasn't a playground in it, you do what you just always basically. And then a class, and then basically up to a place called the GP room, and then back to your class.
Okay, no problem. And how long were you under Rosevale School for?
I was at Rosevale until about high school.
So probably about 2 or 3 years?
Aye, something like that.
So just in a couple of sentences, just a brief overview of what the ordinary daily life was like there.
Right.
So was there a routine? Was there any, was there good schooling, food? Did you have any clothing in particular that you needed for that school?
There was all my tops all that came in, but you know, like 40 pence or something you could spend and all that. And then obviously you just go to help us, normal break, like was your first break, but 10 out of 10 or something then. But you would just be stuck in a place called the GP room, or then sometimes if you got selected to play dodgeball, or sometimes you would get let out to play rounders. But most of the times you were just locked in a building, even in good weather.
You just weren't allowed out on breaks or anything?
No, there was no going to play out. It was just basically, it was just a building you went. You've been in a tourist base, you were stuck in there basically.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Okay.